Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 24, Pretoria 25, and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
Chris Gates says there's a traffic accident on the corner of Undacket and William Nicol Drive in the direction of Krugersdorp. Unfortunately, traffic is heavily congested in both directions on Undacket as well as William Nicol approaching Undacket.
In your sport, Mike Tyson taking extra precautions, asking those around him to wear face masks before the weekend's controversial bout with Jake Paul. And Israel face France in a Nations League match in Paris that will be surrounded by a huge security operation.
We start in the Stilfontein area of the Northwest, where supplies are now once again being delivered to illegal miners who have been underground in an old mine shaft.
In line with safeguarding lives, the SAPS and South African National Defence Force have allowed water and food to be delivered to those who are underground so that they can safely resurface.
Northwest Police spokesperson Sbata Mkhwabone says the deliveries were resumed last night. This comes after police cut off the water and food supply network to the illegal miners in an attempt to force them to resurface, where they are then arrested. More than 1,000 illegal miners have been arrested in that area since last month, and it is estimated that there are still about 4,500 miners underground. However, Mkhwabone says the decision was taken yesterday to resume the delivery of emergency food with a call on the miners to come to the surface in a safe way. The decision to resume the food supply deliveries came hours after Minister in the Presidency Kombutson Ncabeni told the media yesterday,
"We are not sending help to criminals. Criminals are not to be helped. Criminals are to be persecuted. They didn't go down there for their good benefit or good intentions for the Republic."
More about this story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the food contamination problem is more widespread than just at spaza shops. He addressed members of parliament yesterday over the number of incidents reported across large parts of the country recently. In Gauteng, 23 people have died.
That's why South African police services have sent a group of detectives. They've been there for the past 3 weeks to try and investigate this matter to find out, did anybody become negligent?
In Sudan, authorities have agreed to allow the delivery of emergency aid by the UN for the next 3 months. The deadly conflict that erupted in the country last year has already forced 11 million people out of their homes. Thousands of these people flee across the country's border into South Sudan on a daily basis. Marlene Fouché and Emil Pinar spoke to South Africans who work in South Sudan. Sean Jackson is a contract pilot, and he shares what he experiences.
There's about an influx of 2,000 odd refugees per day. All these people know is how to survive. Some of these refugee camps are housing over 80,000 people. It's a sea of white tents. You know, a lot of these people, they don't know what phones are. There's hardly any food, there's hardly any water.
Listen to this story. It's at jacarandafm.com and click on audio on demand. And somewhere in the world, there is a French-speaking man who is still celebrating the fact that Donald Trump won the US election. And it has nothing to do with politics. The man won $85 million after he placed the winning bet on the outcomes of the US election. The bet was made on a crypto-based prediction marketplace last week. I'm Gerda de Souza, your top story. Die uur onwettige mynwerkers in die Noordwes kry nou weer nood, water en kos.
But what was he betting on? Surely not just the fact that Trump won.
Yes, so it was the outcomes. He placed various bets on this crypto marketplace. The outcomes, the states, how many, the electoral college votes, all of those things.
So he got everything right.
$85 million.
Merci beaucoup, right there. All right, Quinita. Quinita is standing by to win 50,000 rands, brought to you by OUTsurance.
Here's what real clients say about OUTsurance. Here's Fundi, 46, from Brackenfell.
They give me lesser amount for my car. 523 rand on my 2013 Hyundai
iX35. Monica, 39, from Three Rivers, pays just 1,515 rand a month for her 20.